This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. No Skype. Skype is not an option until Tuesday because we are not where we normally are. Normally, we're in our Keene, New Hampshire-based studios. However, tonight, we are in California.
That's right.
We are in Santa Cruz this evening, and then tomorrow we'll be hitting the Bitcoin 2013 convention in San Jose, and we will be broadcasting from Bitcoin 2013. You can still go to Bitcoin2013.com. Can you still get registered this late in the game? That's a question I have. We'll get the answer for you here. But if not, you can walk in. You can buy a ticket at the door if you're coming out to San Jose. But we're going to be here broadcasting at. We're going to be at the convention center starting tomorrow. We'll be there on Saturday and Sunday as well. So doing the whole weekend from here in California, and I'm excited to be here. Mark, did you determine something?
No, I don't know yet.
Okay. So we'll take your calls, as always, about absolutely anything. That is the point of the program. 855-453 is the toll-free number.
I want to say thanks to KOMY for these really great studios that we're broadcasting from.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks to MZ and Billy and the rest of the crew here at KOMY KSCO in Santa Cruz. So it's certainly great to be here, and the weather's great, and the food is excellent. I don't know. Here we are. We're in California. We're doing Free Talk Live. The show's still the same. We have a special guest on our third microphone here. He is the Muslim agorist.
Hey, guys.
Dobby Barker is in studio. Good evening. Good evening. I'm used to calling this an
evening.
It's
not evening in California.
No, it's actually the afternoon, and it's going to be weird finishing a show for the first time and it being daylight out.
Yeah, I think that would be the first time.
So, anyway, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Detroit is insolvent. We got that news we can
that's
share with
news.
You. No, but it keeps popping up again and again. It just keeps getting worse.
More insolvent.
New lows to its insolvency.
Yeah, so it just keeps getting worse. And then there's this story that we've been kind of talking about, but not really talking in detail, about this guy who ended up in some pretty big trouble for photographing a courthouse. The story is from Photography Is Not a Crime. And his name is Raymond Michael Rodden, and he was bored, so he drove to downtown Phoenix, began walking around, snapping photos of the federal courthouse in the state capitol with his iPhone. The 33-year-old man ended up jailed, unemployed, and homeless, his iPhone, iPad, and Macintosh laptop all confiscated as evidence. All of this because they found it odd he was taking photos at 3 a.m.
It is a little odd.
They told me that they're going to keep my computer because they want to see my search history, he said in a telephone interview with Photography Is Not a Crime. They wanted to know if I belong to any extremist groups like the National Socialist Movement or Sovereign Citizens. They want to talk about a completely different span of groups. I mean, the Sovereign Citizens, I don't know how many of those guys would consider themselves socialists.
Well, the nature of extremism is there's extremes at both ends, right?
This is true.
Well, and also, if they can slap a label on the guy, one of these scary labels,
yeah.
one of the publicly accepted scary labels, he should have claimed to be a Black Panther.
Sure.
So according to him, they said they wanted to know what kind of books I checked out at the library.
Because people are going and doing that these days. When was the last time you checked a book out of a library?
Good question.
It's a really uncommon experience these days to check a... It's not that I'm saying that I don't support people checking books out of libraries. I do. I just don't think it gets done much anymore.
Well, they said he was homeless. I mean, maybe...
No.
This was before he was homeless?
Right. He was homeless before he took the... He was homeless after the fact. They took the pictures.
So they made him homeless.
Yeah. They put him in jail. He couldn't make his rent and the whole deal.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to get to that here. So the only charges pending against him, if you want to call them charges, are citations that he walked into an alley, a bogus charge that applies only to motorized vehicles.
Dangerous criminal walking in alleys. We know that. That's almost one of those scary labels.
And he needed to, or rather neglected to, change the address on his driver's license after moving to Phoenix from Tucson last August. They couldn't even keep him jailed on the initial charge of an outdated warrant out of California because the San Obispo County Sheriff's Office didn't want to bother extraditing him from Phoenix. Said the warrant wasn't even valid in Arizona, adding that it was over a probation violation for unlawful use of a vehicle stemming from a 2001 incident in which he took his roommate's car without permission after a heated argument. The old roommate is still one of his best friends.
In fact, this is the guy he's staying with now.
Right, allowing him to stay in his Tucson home after he was kicked out of his Phoenix home that was part of his employment. He says, I was living in my boss's house and taking care of his son. Now he thinks I'm some crazy person. Because anybody who gets charged with a crime must be a criminal. You must be, I mean, if you've been charged by the police, you must be a vicious, bloodthirsty, dastardly lowlife.
Yeah, we're a guilty till proven innocent culture now.
It's creepy.
It's pretty accurate.
And it's something that people, I think it's sad, because one of the things that happened in Keene recently, I mean, within the last few years, was they built a brand new jail and the $40 million facility that sits up on kind of a hillside, basically, and it kind of overlooks one of the major routes going into the city. And there was a lot of controversy about this location because the old jail used to be located, you had to drive 20 minutes into the middle of nowhere.
Nobody could find it.
To get to the old jail.
Now it's a reminder, it's like a billboard on your way into town.
It's an ominous gargoyle sitting on top of a rather large hill.
By the way, we have cages.
Yeah, and well, that's
if you were in prison, line, you'd be home by now.
and I think that I think the position of the people who opposed the location of that jail, I support the jail being there. I'm glad it's there.
Transparency, right?
Well, no, I'm glad it's there because now we're more visible. If activists are out in front of the jail,
oh, got it.
We're there, and people who are driving by can see it. The old jail, hardly anybody would ever drive by it. So from that perspective, I think it's a good thing, and I think it's a good thing to remind people that hey, there's a jail here. People are in that jail, and that's what people don't want to think about. They don't want to think about who's in that jail and the reasons why they're in that jail, because when someone sees a jail, this group of people that we're talking about, this culture of, oh, well, you must be a bad guy. Oh, well, there's a jail, so it must be filled with bad people. When in point of fact, the jail's full of people who were trying to drive to work, who might have had a plant in their pocket.
Or walked in an alley. So is the long and the short of it, this guy's crime is he took a picture of a building at 3 a.m.?
Yes.
Pretty much.
That's it, huh?
But, and you know, these are obviously the absurdities that really point things out. But, Ian, when you were recently there for your little bit of civil disobedience where you sat on the hood of a cop car to protect the chastity of a woman who was topless in Central Square.
Did they charge you with obstructing traffic?
Obstructing government administration.
Okay.
How many people in your cell block were violent people? People that had harmed another individual, either stealing or...
There was some stealing, but only because of drugs.
Yeah.
Meaning that they were stealing things in order to get money to buy drugs.
And I think that that's a valid point. It's wrong to steal. However, one does ask the question, if heroin and meth didn't cost so much, would people steal to get it? Do they steal to get cigarettes? Do they steal to get alcohol?
If they're under 18, they do.
And I think, I think that some people do steal to get those things. I just think they steal far less.
It's true, because they don't cost as much. So when people look at the jail, they think certain things. They jump to conclusions. And I think it's important to humanize the people that are in those jails and tell their stories. And
it is kind of an ominous reminder. I mean, San Quentin in California is in a pretty public place. It's up in Marin County.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was a kid, I used to hike up along these hiking trails up along Ring Mountain, and it's like there's this beautiful scenery, and it's nature, and the hippies like to come up here and, you know, smoke their whatever they smoke. And then there's San Quentin right across the water, and it's like this like very ominous reminder of the like kind of society you're trying to find some seclusion from.
Yeah, that's Alcatraz still is that same
Alcatraz
way.
Alcatraz is in the middle of an island. It's a very visible, good what do they call this? Yeah.
So we'll continue this guy's story because I haven't really gotten into, you know, how to get arrested and all that. We'll continue that here. Carlos Miller is the guy who's bringing the story to us thanks to photographyisnotacrime.com. 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about your freedom or what should be your freedom to take photographs or whatever happens to be on your mind. We're live from Santa Cruz, the KOMY studios. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More Free Talk Live from California coming up here in moments.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Santa Cruz, soon to be in San Jose, right now with the KOMY Studios, which is a really cool little radio station. It's a real radio station. We very, very rarely get to do the show in real radio stations, so it's fun, and we usually jump at the opportunity
when we can do that.
I'm impressed by the AM array out back. They've got the directional array out back, and it's interesting to work in a building like this again.
Yep. So 855 450 free. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Apparently, we're having some technical difficulties with our streams. So I don't know what we're going to do to fix that problem because I'm not in Keene. Hopefully, we'll be able to find someone who can do that. So right now, if you're listening to us, you're only listening on the radio. So we'll take your calls about absolutely anything, as we always do. But we're talking about a story out of Phoenix. And by the way, Davi Barker is with us here, the Muslim agorist. Normally, we kind of plug your own website, Davi, but you're involved with something new.
Yeah, I'm working on a brand new project. This is actually our sort of inaugural launch for the project called BitcoinNotBombs.com. And what we aim to be is a launching pad for NGOs, social entrepreneurs, nonprofit organizations that are going to be adopting Bitcoin, and we want to make a splash when they make that announcement. So it isn't just a quiet thing that they put on their website, but it's a publicity campaign.
Yeah, I want to talk more about Bitcoin Not Bombs and what you guys are up to and what you're going to be doing at the convention this weekend
as
well.
That's right, yeah.
But let's continue with this story about the Phoenix guy who is put in jail because he's photographing a courthouse. According to the story at photographyisnotacrime.com, it all started Thursday at 3 a.m. when he was sitting at home, unable to sleep. He decided to drive downtown in his boss's car, which he had permission to do, parked the car in front of the Phoenix Police Department, and began walking around downtown, which is a ghost town at that time. He snapped photos of the Arizona State Capitol and the Sandra Day O'Connor United States Courthouse, two of the city's most picturesque buildings. He exchanged pleasantries with Federal Protective Service officers guarding said courthouse, who are probably the ones who called the police on him. He continued walking when he noticed And now I'm hearing myself back in my headphones. And no, I'm not. Okay, great. So we're back, I think.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny, too, because we came in here and everything was working great. Like, before the show, everything was okay.
That's how it always goes. It's always the first segment.
Well, now it's the first two segments.
I understand.
That we've been bombing here. So in that, there's been disconnections and all kinds of problems. So stand by. We're going to have to kind of reverse, because I don't know how much of the story we didn't get to talk about. This guy in Phoenix who was followed by the police because he was taking pictures. A bunch of police cars coming after this guy. And that's kind of where we left off. I'm not sure at what point we got cut off. And we're going to come back with more. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
For a while there, I thought everything was going to work perfectly, and everything has gone to S.
Well, at least technically. Everything's cool. Like, it's a nice day in California.
Yeah.
We're enjoying ourselves. We got Davi Barker in the studio, the Muslim agorist. We're talking about this crazy story in Phoenix. And it's, you know, it's hard to do a show and have all of the technical aspects blowing up around you. I'm grateful that we're here at KOMY where they actually have engineers who can run around and do my job.
These people can help.
Right.
It's crazy.
So they can like run around and actually fix things and help things out. So that's good. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I've been so harried with fixing all this stuff that I haven't even bothered to pull up our phone screening software. So honestly, if you've called in and you've been waiting, I apologize because I haven't pulled that up yet.
Yeah, don't get too bent out of shape.
I have.
It's not like
there
you would have gotten on the air anyway.
I have pulled it up and no one is on hold. So we weren't even on for most of that last segment. So again, apologies.
So continue to hold.
I hope you enjoyed our easy listening music filler that you had there. Mark, tell me something important.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can visit their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government. The ending will shock you.
Have you guys seen that?
No.
Oh, it's really excellent. You have to go and look at it.
SchoolSucksProject.com?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I think it's worth seeing. The YouTube channel, School Sucks Project.
Yeah, they do good work over there. So what we've been trying to talk about here amidst all the technical difficulties is a story from photographyisnotacrime.com, which is Carlos Miller's website. Great guy. He actually came up a couple years ago to New Hampshire to speak at the Liberty Forum, and he's a real big, obviously, photography is not a crime. He's a big First Amendment, freedom of the press guy, and I'm totally on board with that perspective. What he's discussing here in this case is a Phoenix man who, at 3 in the morning, he felt like going to take some pictures because, you know, some buildings look kind of cool at night. There's lighting, and it looks different than the daytime.
Yeah, it's a totally different photo. I didn't even think of that.
So he went out, and he got his camera, and he was taking photos of the Arizona State Capitol.
The buildings he paid for with his tax dollars.
Right, the Sandra Day, which you could stand all day and look at. You could probably sit out there and, as a like a professional artist, draw an artist representation of the building, which would be very, very, you know, photorealistic to some extent.
Did you guys ever come? There was a painter that got arrested. I don't know if he was arrested, but he was definitely harassed. And he was painting. He was doing that. He set up an easel and he was painting buildings, mostly banks and government buildings. But he painted them on fire.
What was the charge?
I don't know. But they came out and they wanted to interrogate him.
But that's even more subversive to this dude whose only crime was walking around at 3 o'clock in the morning with his iPhone.
Right.
I mean, this guy was at the very least imagining buildings on fire, you know?
So they wanted,
if only I were in charge, these buildings would burn. Oh, that's really funny. Oh, God.
So they interrogated him and they asked him whether or not he had any real plans. Like, this was like a blueprint.
Apparently he had a plan to paint them on fire.
Right, and he was apparently a well-known artist for it. He'd sold these paintings for quite a bit of money. Anyway, it seems related to me because it's the same. You're right. It's in public, right?
Did they get him while he was painting?
Yeah, and they just went up and they started harassing him while he was painting.
Wow.
This was a couple of years ago. I mean, like, but it was still a great story.
So what happened with this guy? Well, he's taking pictures. It's 3 in the morning in Phoenix. He kept walking as he noticed the police officer in a patrol car behind him. Before he knew it, he was followed by 2 additional marked cars as well as an unmarked car, not to mention a cop on foot. He said, "I kept walking around because I knew if I got into my car, they would pull me over." They kept trying to talk to him, but he kept asking if he was being detained, and they said no. Smart move.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's a good question to have in your repertoire.
It's a Free Talk Live listener.
It's pretty smart not to get in your car, too, because your rights change as soon as you get in a car.
You have to identify yourself.
Yeah.
If you're driving, at least. If this isn't legal advice. I don't know what the law is in Phoenix, but if you're a passenger, at least in New Hampshire, and a cop asks you for your ID, you don't have to even speak to the cop. So
I don't know how it is in California.
Drew is in the background from Arizona. He is saying that is also true in Arizona. I think that's generally true everywhere, but I am not an attorney, so that is not legal advice. They kept trying to talk to him, but he kept asking if he was being detained. He said no, so he kept walking, and they kept following. He walked around for more than an hour.
Now, think about this. This is not like a casual beat cop. This is like an armada of police following this guy.
I mean, is this what it is? Like, they've got everything but a bear in the air.
Where's the bear cat, man?
I don't know.
They may have a drone in the air. You don't know.
He walked around for more than an hour.
He didn't want to bring him back to his house.
As the cops kept following, waiting for him to slip up, that was when he walked into an alleyway thinking he wasn't breaking any law. Little did he know.
He wasn't breaking any law.
That Phoenix Municipal Code 36-61 states that, quote, no person shall use an alley within the city as a thoroughfare except authorized emergency vehicles.
Walking in an alley is a crime?
No, it's not, because a thoroughfare means that
he's driving, right?
Yeah, you know, it's for a vehicle.
Does it? I thought thoroughfare meant it was where there was a lot of cross traffic.
You have to be in a car to be in a thoroughfare from the sound of that quotation.
But ultimately,
how would an emergency vehicle use a thoroughfare if a pedestrian can't? I mean, it just isn't...
Okay. Well, whatever. I mean, the law is whatever the law says thoroughfare is.
Obviously,
if the law says
the
thoroughfare
law's whatever they
is,
say it is. He spent weeks in jail.
Right.
How long did he spend in, by the way? Because he lost his job over this and his place to live. Which was the same thing.
How long has he been what? I'm sorry.
How long was he incarcerated?
I do not know. We can get to some more detail on the story here in a moment. I don't know if it gets into that. But let's see. So they then descended upon him as he walked into the alley. So really it doesn't
matter.
Well,
he's cornered. I mean, this sounds like a violent gang. They cornered him in an alley.
Yeah, totally. And it doesn't matter what the law says. What matters is the interpretation, right? So your interpretation of this statute is that, oh, this only applies to vehicles. And maybe eventually a judge will interpret it in the same way. But in the instance, what matters is what the police wanted and what their interpretation was. And their interpretation was, well, we got to find something to get this guy. And, how about this one?
He keeps asking if he's being detained. We can't detain him. But
I mean, that's really it. They can't literally be suspicious of this person. Like, what? They must have really only been following him because he asked that question.
I don't know. I mean,
who knows?
I think that to some extent, law enforcement is suspicious of people that know their rights.
Huh. I mean, yeah, I think it might
why
be.
In the world do you know your rights? You must have run in with us. You know, the good people don't know their rights.
Yeah, you must be up to something. if you know your rights.
What are you, some kind of jailhouse
lawyer?
He must be
trying to get away with something.
So before he knew it, he was handcuffed and sitting in an interrogation room at the Phoenix Police Department, fielding questions from an FBI agent and a police detective named Darren Effinger.
An FBI agent.
From the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Yeah, it's terrorism. He was photographing government buildings. He was trying to look for the best place to put a bomb, obviously.
They wanted to know...
What else would he do it for?
To what organizations he belonged and what types of books he reads. He says, I told them I wasn't doing anything illegal by taking photos, and they kept saying, we're not disputing that it's illegal. We just find it odd.
So he didn't answer those questions? Are you saying he didn't answer those questions? Because it sounds like you skipped right from what organizations are you a member of to denying that I was doing anything illegal. And if that's the case, that means he's not answering their questions.
That's what I'm going to guess. I mean, if he's not answering on the street, then he's probably not answering in there.
So he's got nerve. I mean,
he's got nerve, and that's why he went to jail. The reason he went to jail is because this guy acted like he knew his rights, and I understand why they're suspicious of him. It is unusual.
So what do you think would have happened had he not asked those questions? They would have said, like, hand over your camera. We're going to delete those photos. And then they would have deleted them and left him alone, or what?
Probably. Does that sound likely to you?
You get apologetic and say, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that the free speech zone was on the other side of the building. And there you go.
I cross into early East Germany, officer.
Right.
There are Optune, baby.
Sorry, there are no more brave people in the land of the free.
Well, that's not the end of the story. They then discovered a key in his backpack fit a Toyota Tundra that was sitting in front of their building. So they called the bomb squad.
Oh, man.
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. Hey, they're just trying to keep you safe. You guys, always giving the cops a hard time. 855-450-FREE. We're live from the KOMY studios, and I think we're still live, so that's a good sign. Maybe our connection will stay hot. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
the Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you might like at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got a lot of features there, and some of them work almost all the time, like our live streams, but not tonight. If you're listening to the show tonight, you're probably listening either through the Genesis Communications Network's live streams, or you're listening on one of your local radio stations, one of our great radio affiliates, because some of this stuff's broken behind the scenes right now. But over at freetalklive.com, you can do stuff, and it's free most of the time. It's free all the time, and most of the time it tends to work. Although recently we've been getting a lot of traffic because of the Robinhooding story. That has really kind of bogged down the server a little bit, so we've been doing some tweaking in the background. The Robinhood story continues to blow up, by the way. I've been getting more media requests today. I kind of thought it was going to peter out a little bit. It's now on its third day as a fairly strong media story, showing up in major press, major media. Good Morning America ran a story on the Robinhooders this morning. And from what I was told by our PR lady, Good Morning America, if you want to buy an advertisement on Good Morning America, $3 million for 1 minute.
Whoa.
So our package about the Robinhooders was 2 minutes. So that's $6 million worth of coverage just from that one show. Now factor in all of the other various different media, literally dozens of media, big names, reporting on the Robinhooding thing in Keene. You can go to freekeene.com. I posted the Good Morning America piece there if you want to see it for yourself. I was just told by one of our amplifiers that ABC 7 in Los Angeles just ran a story about Robinhooders.
So are you seeing donations pouring into the Robinhooding account?
I don't have control over that, so I have no idea.
That'd be good.
I know that the Free Keen, the main Free Keen donation account, has been getting more donations over the last 3 days than probably in the last year. But, I mean, it's nothing tremendous. But I imagine there's more money going into the Robinhooding account. But I don't have access to that. So even though everybody thinks I'm a cult leader and I'm, like, totally in charge of everything, I have...
You're not? What did I sign up for?
No,
whoa. You mean I just turned over my bank account to you and nobody else has?
Leaderless cult.
Wait a second.
Can you have a leaderless cult?
Of course.
I guess you can. But cults,
one of the strong distinguishing factors to a cult is a powerful, influential,
charismatic leader.
It's a strong...
Live or dead.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's continue. I want to get back
to a much better leader dead, I'm telling you.
I want to get back to the other story. Well,
Ian says, do this,
according to Mark.
I want to get back to Arizona here in a moment. We've actually got Ryan on the line in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan, do we have you there, sir? Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah,
hey, Ryan.
I was just calling about the Robinhooders as well. I just want to let you know that there was another story run on it on a show called The List.
It's like, I don't know. What is that?
ABC or something. It's a nightly show where it goes over, like, the top things that happened in the day or whatever. But Robinhooders appeared. It showed a little clip of it, and I thought it was pretty awesome. Just thought you guys want to know.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the heads up on that. And if you, you know, anybody that finds Robinhood Media, maybe go to the Robinhood Facebook page, because it's impossible for us to keep track of where it's popping up. It's just because it's basically become a viral thing. In fact, you know, a local ABC affiliate that takes the Good Morning America package and reruns that, we're going to have no idea that that's happened. So if you see something that's happened, you can go to Robinhood of Keene on Facebook and send a message to Robinhood of Keene, kind of give us a heads up as to what it is that you've seen, what kind of coverage. So your thoughts on it in general? What do you think about it?
I just think it's great for the freedom movement. Keep up the good work, and maybe they'll get, hopefully other types of activism will get on the news.
Thank you. I appreciate your call tonight, Ryan. Thanks,
Ryan,
for making
Ryan. Before,
oh, wait,
before
okay,
you go,
Ryan.
What, would you have considered a positive or negative news item?
The clip that they showed was literally probably about 10, 15 seconds of some people. I don't know. You guys would probably recognize the people in it. But
sure.
It didn't say anything bad about it. It just said a little summary about how they were going around and putting the nickels in the machine. They said that this is basically their words. They said that the city's bringing a lawsuit against them for harassment. And even the news channel said that they said it's probably because they have seen a $20,000 drop in revenue in 6 months. So that's what they think the lawsuit is about. That's what they said on the news channel. So
was it the one with all the fancy graphics where they had like an animation in there that they made, like that you could tell Good Morning America made this animation with the $20,000 number and all that?
I don't think it was definitely okay. Not Good Morning America. But I don't know if I had any fancy graphics or anything.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ryan. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, because the Good Morning America piece, they actually made animation custom for, you know, like to hammer home some of the points.
But
it's a really good piece.
Is that what you mean?
Well, no, they you know, they had like a little cash register animation with the $5 amount, and then they did, you know, times 4,000.
Is that how they extrapolated? I was wondering how they got the $20,000 number.
Yeah, the number actually is $40,000 according to James Cleveland from Robinhood of Keene, and the way he gets that number is the parking tickets are...
He's an accountant, by the way.
Right. The parking tickets are $5. So, Good Morning America, it's a conservative estimate to say $20,000, but the average person paying a ticket in Keene is paying $10 because, you know, the average person forgets about that stuff. You know, there's a $5 parking ticket, you put it down on your desk, it gets piled over with other things, and before you know it's a $10 parking, and then before you know it's a $20, and then a $40, or whatever the increments are.
Yeah.
So, the average ticket... You factor it all together, the average ticket's $10.
Is that the average ticket or the average parking ticket?
The average parking ticket is worth $10.
Well, there you go.
When it's paid is $10.
That's right. At a restaurant, you may have the early bird special at $5.85, but your plate, but your average plate charge is $15. So
right.
It's because people, you know, people buy beer or they come in late or they don't want what's on the special or whatever, so they pay more. And this is just essentially what happens with these tickets.
Okay.
So the latest, of course, is available at freekeen.com. You can check out what's going on with Robinhooding there. And if I get a chance, I'll keep posting whatever I can find, although it's been pretty hectic here out in California so far. And we're here, by the way, for the Bitcoin conference. We'll talk more about that. Talk more about Bitcoin, not bombs, with one of the founders, Davi Barker, also known as the Muslim Agorist. Let's go to Dave, though. He's in Missouri. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, it's Montana.
Oh, sorry, they got it wrong at the studio, Dave. I'm sure they're running around like, really busy trying to fix the problems we've been having.
That's what I was just going to say. I got you on GCN coming loud and clear, man.
Okay. Appreciate the signal check. Go ahead with your thoughts, Dave.
And it's good to hear you guys on the road.
Yeah, out west of you, finally. You're in Montana, so go ahead with what's on your mind.
Yeah, I was wondering what's going on with the Bitcoin. They think it's terrorist money or something like that? DHS all in on it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I imagine that the government thinks a lot of things about Bitcoin. What do you think, Davi Barker?
Well, I don't know. Like, they haven't really explicitly said much of what they think of it. I mean, we can sort of speculate what they think of it because they don't like competition, and we know that about government. And Bitcoin so far is probably the most widespread successful competing currency. So they will likely say something about it being terrorist money or drug money or child pornography money or whatever they can come up with. But
they just froze in an account. Let's see,
mtgox.com's
dwala.com account.
That seems like a symbolic gesture to me.
I don't know. I mean, they're making some claims that apparently there was some fraudulent information upon opening the account.
Really, what they're claiming is that they didn't cross all their T's and dot all
right,
their I's.
Right.
They're not actually
the
alleging
claims.
Fraud, but. Yeah, that's the claim, right?
So they're doing whatever they want to do. It's Dave. It's interesting to see, and we'll see what they do with bitcoins in the future. I'm going to ask some of these questions though at Bitcoin 2013 that's coming up tomorrow, and I'm just as interested as you are.
Yeah, I think they want their claws in it for the tax, man.
I don't think they're going to be able to get tax out of Bitcoin unless people voluntarily respond to the government, unless people voluntarily tell them how much business they're doing in Bitcoin. I think it's going to be very
taxes, though.
When you mess with their tax money, they get high strung, man, real quick.
Yeah, I think Dave is saying they're going to want their taxes, not they're going to get their taxes.
Right.
Good
Alan
point.
Bone was put in jail for tax evasion on illegally sold liquor.
Mm.
And that's essentially what the problem is with Bitcoins is, yeah, you know, they're like cash for the internet. You can send and receive money without having to pay any fees, and it's untrackable by the government if you want it to be untrackable.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can talk more about this poor guy in Arizona. He just wanted to take some pictures of some government buildings, and he got arrested for it. More on the way. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.